£50 billion for train firms. Privatized train firms suck up £50 billion more than nationalized rail, according to a new accountancy study. Massive inefficiencies include bureaucracy in a fragmented system, costlier carriage leasing and track upgrades, and, of course, private profit. Dividends alone, never mind executive salaries and clever accounting, registered £228 million in 2015-16, minus £2,888 for us. But prices for us are going up 3.6%, to an average of £2,888 for a season ticket, says Labour. The latest outrageous hike is in line with RPI inflation, while average wage growth is only 2%. That's yet another real terms pay cut for austerity Britain, meaning more money for the bosses. Figures, a very costly industry, University of Essex 2017, Office of Rail and Road, Labour Party, ONS.